invisible power. Because the one that loves benefits more than the beloved. And the beloved benefits by the joy that sees on the lover's face. And so, love is what brings love of God, I'm talking about. What brings blessings and grace and attention and guidance and lack of burdens and heaviness. Love is responsible. And love doesn't belong to anybody. You can use it, but always there. So when somebody says something, I love you so much, what do you think takes place in me? Say, oh, you're going to get so much. That's a good thing about it. Fakers are very, very obvious. It says on their forehead, I'm faking. What is coming out of my mouth is not what is written there.
Yeah, because if you really have that feeling like I've been trying to like put my body in that place where I think of you and I really love you, the self, that, you know, my whole body relaxes. And I, do, like even driving, I've been trying to do that. And it's like, I'm not irritated, I'm not whatever. You know, I'm just, there's this gentleness.
Well, love
this
heals. Love heals. You see, I was saying to the FDA, love itself in your heart is your blessing and your healing. You give all the credit to the beloved, but it's really that love toward that brings the good. It's just intertwined with each other. It's like saying I and seeing. They go together. And so the love and the blessings are one and the same.
But what brings the love?
Huh?
But the beloved brings the love.
See, that's what I mean, for me it was like I've never been accepted,
yeah.
And I've never been...
Yeah, the beloved.
No matter what, you know, you just always showed me this.
But it's not in the power of the beloved to give you the love. It's just the ordain authority that was given to your beloved does it automatically. Again, the credit does not come to the form of the beloved, but it comes from the authority that is given to that form. Spontaneously that takes care of it without taking thoughts or premeditating or wanting someone to be in love. Or that's farthest from my mind. I just want a person to be happy, and next thing I know, I'm trapped.